You are listening to the Sermon Podcast from House for All Sinners and Saints. We are a congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, located in Denver, Colorado. And you can find out more about us at houseforall.org.
Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from the triune God. Amen. It was a fall day in Waltham, Massachusetts. The leaves were changing colors, glorious oranges, reds, yellows, browns. If you ever get a chance, visit New England in the fall. Cosmo and I were on our daily hike through the woods. We have walked these trails at least 3 times a week since moving to Waltham about 4 months prior. We knew these trails by heart. On these trails, Cosmo is allowed to be off-leash, and he absolutely loves it. He is allowed to run ahead, chase squirrels and chipmunks, mark wherever he chooses. There is such joy in his face when he is free. So while Cosmo is on his joy ride, I am left with the lofty thoughts in my head. I love getting lost in my thoughts, but my mental adventures were halted when I abruptly hit the trail's end. I would not say I was lost, but rather in a place where I no longer know the next step. And then the parent in me, the shepherd in me, jolts me back into reality, and I ask myself, where in the hell is Cosmo? So panic begins to set in. I have no idea where I am. I have no idea where Cosmo is. It took just about 2 minutes after that howl, and I begin to hear the rustling leaves and the jingle of metal hitting plastic. At that moment, I see my big-eared Min Pin Chihuahua mix emerge with both a mixture of joy and worry in his eyes. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. I sure as hell can resonate with Cosmo. The feelings of great freedom and the ever-present reality that we are lonely and isolated. The shepherd's howl, or voice, literally shifts something in our bodies. I bet Cosmo can hear the desperation in my howl. I sure as hell can hear the desperation in Jesus' voice as he howls for you and me. Take a moment to imagine the sights, smells, tastes, touch, the feelings you feel when you encounter something that makes all your cares fall away, that immediately calms your anxiety. A moment when you feel deep in your body that you are known, even the parts of you that you spend so much energy preventing others from seeing is known. Raise your hand if you've experienced something like that. And we continue to feel it here, in the intimate interactions with others in the liturgy, in the blessing ourselves with abundant water, in a morsel of a dry yet moist bread, and grape beverage in whatever form you prefer. When I hear this story of Tabitha/Dorcas, I feel that feeling of being known. This woman is known as Dorcas/Tabitha, which is the same name in multiple languages. And you better bet she was an important person if different languages at different times give her a name. I immediately think to myself, and I would have felt known and loved in her presence. Dorcas is at least bilingual, probably bicultural. She was a bridge builder. She saw it as her vocation to use her unique experiences and her suffering from those experiences to bring people together. She was also a woman who cared deeply for the marginalized. She took seriously the plight of widows. If she would have existed in the 60s and 70s, she would have been Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera. From the days of the street transvestite action revolutionary, also known as star houses. She was that mom at the Pride Parade giving out free hugs. She knew her sheep, and they knew her voice. She gave us life in the midst of all that death. There was nothing that could snatch us away from her. I can wear a pretty good mask sometimes. In fact, I have it here in my sermon that I'm supposed to skip over this part. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, House. I have been on this bodily transformation journey for about 4 months now, and the scale has not budged. It's exhausting, calculating calories in, calories out. It's hard to work out when you're trying to jog with the dogs and they want to fight. Consuming more calories, scale doesn't budge. Consuming less calories, scale doesn't budge. Jogging for the first time in 14 years, scale doesn't budge. This week, I often walked around aimlessly, feeling that I have lost my way, weeping. Yeah, some of you see me as the shepherd, but I could only see myself as a failure, as someone who once again has effed it all up, as someone who is lost in the woods, but there is no howl to hear. But then you, House for All Sinners and Saints, howled for me. You, House, have howled for others and have saved our lives. Sinners and saints, you have smacked away the things that have attempted to snatch us away from our true selves, made in the image of God. You, House, have called us by name and told us the truth, piercing through the cacophony of lies. You have given us life despite only being able to see the death of this pandemic, the death of this changing climate, the death of these social injustices. You have known me and loved me, especially as my bodily transformation stalls and I feel like a failure. You have known and loved each other, showing up week after week, feeding each other with your very own bodies. You have made homes for young people who have been wandering around aimlessly, feeling as though they are at their wits' end and that they could never find family and community again. You have hugged and known our changing bodies, our aging bodies as they transform, as names, pronouns, and voices evolve. You are a house that howls for people, and your persistent howl over the years has saved lives. And with all this community has endured over the years, from moving church buildings to finding and claiming your identity as a beloved community, to enduring a global pandemic, it is no wonder Tabitha/Dorcas and this community is exhausted, feeling like you lack the ability to go on. Being a good shepherd to each other, that takes a toll, and it has been hard. I have seen it in you. It has left you mentally and emotionally drained. Your giving of life abundant to everyone else has literally sucked the life out of your own bodies. And we weep. We weep. I have my scale with me. It has served me well over the last couple of months, but now it has become my golden calf. And if I know anything about my faith, Jesus is the good shepherd and does not want other golden calves. As a fellow sheep in God's flock, I offer my scale to this community. I am no longer looking to it for guidance, for validation. I'm no longer looking for it to be loved, to be known, to give me life. You, House for All Sinners and Saints, can depend on the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who himself had to retreat to the mountaintop, to the wilderness, who had to just break down, weep, and pray. I submit to the Good Shepherd. I relinquish control. I lay the demands of this world and that scale to keep it all together at the Good Shepherd's feet. I surrender to this God who knows us and howls in desperation for us to return here. Surrender and submit to this community, because trying to be a lone shepherd will only lead to burnout and anger and weeping. Lay it all down at this altar. Lay it all down. Through weeping and anger, lay it all down, because the Good Shepherd weeps with us. And after some time, after some good cries, after some naps and snacks, some good food, some time away, when you feel as though you have made your deathbed and that you can't go on anymore, the Good Shepherd knows you and proclaims, "House for all sinners and saints, get up. Get up. You have been resurrected. You were once sleeping, but now have been raised. You have been raised for such a time as this. You have been raised because God so desperately needs your witness, your proclamation, your truth to be shared from all the ends of the earth. You belong to the Good Shepherd. There is no particular articulation of faith or action that you can do or not do to belong to the Good Shepherd. All we can do is melt into puddles and surrender to the fact that we belong to God, even if we still hold fear and doubt. The Good Shepherd knows us. We hear his voice and we can't help but arise and know we belong. We know we belong in a way that brings abundant life to this beautiful and broken world. Belong to this Jesus who swats back evil and lies, who try to snatch the belovedness and holiness out of you. Lay down your yoke, your scales, your burdens, your facades, your idols, your addictions, and arise. Look around this room. Look around this room and behold the risen Christ in each one of you. Look around this room and see where you belong, where your neighbor belongs, where that person you don't get along with belongs. Look around and feel the baptismal waters as they shout out at you, "Arise, you belong." Smell the bread, the wine, the grape juice, and hear them plead with you, "Arise, beloved, you belong." See the Paschal candle, a candle lit from the beginnings of a new fire that will never go out, whispering hope to you, "Arise, you belong. Arise, House for All Sinners and Saints." The Good Shepherd knows you, claims you, loves you, offers you eternal and abundant life. Know their voice. Follow their voice. Arise, people of God. Arise.
You have been listening to the sermon podcast from House for All Sinners and Saints. If you would like to support the ongoing ministry of our church, please visit our website at houseforall.org and click on Give.